Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Mark, let's try again. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. What's up? Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
To work real fast. Hey, guys. Hey, listen. Besides my many frustrations with the Yankees, it was in the beginning, everything was going good. We're kind of back to where we were last year. But one thing I need to say, the Volpe project is over. He's making errors. He's caught stealing. I think he's on year four now, or year three. I think it's four.
Three, right?
Three. Is it three or four? It's not happening.
Yeah.
He's batting .235. I mean, it's Volpe is, I hate to say it, I love him as a kid. He's a bust. And he's a bust. And he frustrates me every time he's in a big spot. He strikes out, hits it to double play. He's okay defensively. He's not as good as advertised. Like, you know how you have a guy that's great defensively but can't hit, or he's not good defensively but can hit. He's mediocre all around now, and he's a big problem on this team for me.
Yeah, he's here for his third year. This is his third year right now. He's in the middle of it, and I would think, you know, at the age of 24 that they're going to give him, you know, I don't think they'll give him next year. I think they'll give him this year to see whether or not he can figure it out, because there's no replacement at the moment.
No, there isn't. That was going to be the question I was going to ask the caller, is, you know, who would be next in your mind if your project is over? And by the way, Brian Cashman and the New York Yankees, along with Aaron Boone, give these guys a long time to figure it out. Go see Gary Sanchez. So if you think that Anthony Volpe is going to get pulled at any time this season, he would have to either get hurt or be so bad that he would no longer be the starting shortstop. So, I don't know. We'll see at the end of this year, but my guess is that when it comes to some of these guys that they have under control, where you don't have to pay them big dollars and they're, you know, you have the arbitration years and all of those things, they're going to give those players every opportunity and maybe too many opportunities to figure it out before they cut them loose. And that's really the best example I could give. I mean, it was so many guys that they even like Joey Gallo, when they had him, they brought him back the next year. I was like, why are you doing that? There's just certain like things where either trades or homegrown guys or whatever it may be, where Brian Cashman keeps pushing, like, it'll work, almost to like a stubbornness. And maybe he does that with Volpe, or maybe he decides that he's just not the guy. But last night was this is what we're going to get today. And it's unfortunate, because this is everything that he ever dreamed of. He is. And has that opportunity. And right now it's going as bad as it's ever gone for him. And that's got to be a tough thing to climb out of.
And that was after what I would consider was a really solid start to the season.
Yeah, he
was hitting home runs just like everybody else was.
Mm-hmm.
And now the entire team is basically flat.
Yeah. I mean, I remember that was, you know, Volpe can get going, man. I tell you, you know, you lose Juan Soto, but you're able to get Goldschmidt and Bellinger, and man, if Volpe can give you more offensively in year three and torpedo bat, and he was hitting the ball closer to the knob, and now you got the torpedo bat, he's going to be hitting more home runs. No, it didn't work out that way.
Between he and Dominguez and some of the mistakes that they have made, I could chalk it up to youth, I guess.
Well,
and it was interesting. So I was watching this last night. You know, Aaron Judge makes a catch in the outfield, and he signals two to the center fielder, two to the first baseman, to the second baseman. And the reason that they do that, and somebody was asking me, why do they always, you know, tell you how many outs there are between players? Well, that's so nobody is not thinking, you know, how many outs there are.
Right.
Or how many strikes there are, or where they are in the game and what is needed from them. And, you know, base running mistakes, fielding mistakes, mistakes not knowing how many outs there are, how many strikes there are, you know, that goes right back to the manager making sure that, you know, he's pressing the right buttons to keep the pressure on the player. And again, I'm going to go back one more time to Aaron Glenn and the Jets. Quiet, right? We're mm-hmm. not hearing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a competitive now arena over there in Florham Park, meaning that every player is going to have to fight for their position. Because that's how he is going to break the culture that the Jets had turned into. And that this was going to be some high-flying offense because we brought in a Hall of Fame quarterback. No, no, no. We're getting back to the roots of the way that we need to build a football team. And I would just say sometimes this is why maybe Joe Girardi got fired after 10 years. You know, managers or coaches who end up lasting a long time sometimes don't even see it themselves when they are being taken advantage of, or don't realize that, you know, players are not paying attention just simply because it's too easy every day. And you can't make it easy every day. You just can't. And that's hard. And by the way, I'm not saying it's easy to do that. And I'm not saying that it's easy to sit a player down and get in his grill and say, listen, this is unacceptable. But there are times where you send a guy down, like a Francisco Alvarez in this case, you got to send him down.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, I mean, he's just completely off. And unfortunately for him, he's never really looked comfortable at the plate for an extended period of time.
That's Alvarez.
Yeah.
He and Volpe swing for the fences every time.
Let's go to Matt in Florida. What's going on, Matt?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How you doing?
All right, Matt. What's up? Happening?
You know, I just want to make a point with that last caller. You know, the thing is with these prospects, and the Yankees have done this, and Boomer, you mentioned it with Sanchez, they overhype the crap out of them. You know, we were sold the Volpe, with Volpe. I remember when Luis Castillo got traded from the Reds to the Mariners, and the Yankees were in the mix, when was that, a few years ago,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And Volpe was the player that They wanted. They wanted Volpe. If Volpe was in the deal, they were going to make. They were going to make the trade. And the Yankees came out, and it was Cashman that said, "No, no, no, we're not trading him. He's untouchable." And then, you know, they get called up, and as a fan, our expectations are they're the second coming. You know, this guy is going to be all world, and it's not the case. Listen, does he have hiccups? Yes. Is he not Bobby Witt Jr.? Yes, but he's decent. He's okay. He's still young. And I have to tell you, I don't know if you guys pay attention, they're doing the same thing with this guy, George Lombardi Jr. If you look at the social media posts on him, they're taking pictures behind him. He's wearing number two. They're already comparing him to Derek Jeter. That's the problem. They need to stop doing this and just let these guys be who they are. And then we won't kill
when you
them.
Say, but hold on. But Matt, when you say they need to stop doing this, who is they?
The organization, the Yankees. They need to.
But are they? The only thing I could blame the Yankees on is, and I don't even know if it's blaming them, is when these trades come up and they say, no, a guy is untouchable, then all of a sudden you're expecting this guy to be your shortstop for 15 years. That's the only thing I can blame him on. Some of the social media post stuff, is that coming from the organization or is that coming from, you know,
Baseball America or somebody else?
Yeah.
But this is the thing. But even if you look at some of the posts about George, the young shortstop, right? We already heard about him in spring training. He's already young. Whatever. I think he's in Double A right now. I think he's in Double A. But that farm system, their Twitter account or X account rather, is posting pictures and like images and clips of him, comparing him to Derek Jeter. Like he had an overhand throw the other night. It was a great play. I saw it, but I'm like, why are we doing this? Why?
Well, because they want people to come to those games, Matt. I mean, I can't. I mean, it's up to you as the fan to not get excited about it.
Well,
not you can't tell somebody to not put out content, you know, and then tell you how to handle it.
You know, when you have a player that's struggling at a particular position and you got a winning team, which the Yankees do have, and you start getting closer and closer to the trade deadline, all of a sudden now all the baseball writers start writing down who are the top players in each team's minor league system. And they're all ranked. You know, so at one point in time, I'm assuming that Anthony Volpe was like the number one or number two player that was ranked by some outside service that ranks all these players. And that's probably why Brian Cashman said he was untouchable. I mean, like, well, and he gave you an honest answer, like, this is going to be our shortstop of the future. We believe in this kid. I still believe that they still believe in him. He's 24 years old.
Yeah, I mean, and they're going to give him more opportunities because they really don't have any other options at this point. But it's really up to us as fans to digest the content a certain way. Like so then now, because a lot of these guys don't pan out, and you should know that most of these prospects don't pan out and don't become superstars, that you have to not get ahead of yourself.
You know,
with
for me, you know, just being around, like the last prospect that really had a lot of juice behind him was Aaron Judge, because of his size, because of his age, and because he was mashing the ball in the minors.
But also, it wasn't like at that time. Now, if I remember correctly, and I wish C-Mac was around, but maybe C-Low will remember this. But at the time, yes, because he was so big. But don't forget, it was those baby Yankees with Greg Bird and Gary Sanchez as well, like the three of them that were coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't Judge alone. And then Judge became so much better than those guys. And remember, Sanchez was up the previous year before Judge and was unbelievable.
Right, the second half of the season is where he really started to get Yankee fans excited, because it was the only reason to watch the Yankees was because of what he was doing, because they were out of the playoffs that year.
And also, even though it wasn't a homegrown player, but it was in the Chapman trade back in, I guess, 16, was Gleyber Torres. You know, and he was another one who got off to a great start. So
they also had Didi Gregorius.
Yeah, right, to replace Jeter initially, yes.
Right.
But, I mean, the hyping, and even so much, I'll never forget, like, when Pete Alonso was putting up these big numbers in AAA, and Ed Coleman was on, and he was talking, and people were asking about him, like, haven't we heard more about this guy? And I think like, even he, it took a long time for people to notice. Like, back in Single-A, Double-A, no one's paying attention to Pete Alonso, and then finally gets up to Triple-A, he's still mashing. And then he turns into the star that he has been. But, I mean, the point is that you can't get your niblets twisted over some of these prospects. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what I mean? You twisted your niblets, that's for sure.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.